Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Lanna for Set for Success, where we help you create a roadmap to transform your business, career, or life. Recently, I was doing some research on global economics and trade, a topic I'm interested in because recently I had been dealing with a lot of international professionals studying and learning applied business and leadership in Canada. I never realized how much there is to know about international business. That got me thinking. If we're going to be set for success in our economy, compete, and create opportunities on a global stage, then there must be a place that people can go to actually get help, you know, and help in what you need to do. It is one thing to have a local business, say in Winnipeg or Manitoba or in Canada, but it's another thing to have a global business, whether you're selling into the United States or over into Asia or over into Europe, down in South America. I mean, there's all sorts of things. And I bet there's lots to learn. And I was thinking it takes a lot in a business leadership to expand beyond your own borders. And there is a lot to learn, maybe about government, about other organizations, about different things at different levels within cities, to expand your abilities and learn new skills in business overall, to understand trends in the sectors or the sectors that we're interested in pursuing, and maybe even discovering whether it is an opportunity at all. I mean, there's a lot to actually learn and understand. There's a lot happening in business, whether you're in a startup looking to pursue an idea, a product, or a market, or maybe you're buying a business and you hope to serve a greater reach into a bigger business community, a bigger marketplace, or you have an existing business and you plan to lead and expand it into new markets. Well, whatever it is, there must be a service available to help. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about, from a perspective of an organization that provides vital services to our economy. And it's actually called the World Trade Center Winnipeg, with my guest, Mary Ett. She is the CEO and president of the World Trade Center Winnipeg. Mary Ett, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name okay, Mary Ett.
Yes, it's pretty good. Mary Ett Muller in English and Mary Ett Muller in French.
I love the French pronunciation better, but I'm hoping you're going to give me a little bit of grace and allow for English. I admit 100% that I'm very Anglophone, and my wife laughs at me all the time because of it, because she's more French. why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am from Saint-Pierre originally. I was born and raised in a small French town in Manitoba, Saint-Pierre. My dad was in business all his years. And so for me, I grew up in a business family, seven kids. Then got to experience a lot of great job opportunities over the years. And I did have a nice stint also at the federal government, which was really allowing me to understand also the governmental side of things. And about 30 years ago or 25 years ago, I was encouraged to go into the Francophone community to work on an economic development in a group called CEDEM today. It was a bilingual group of economic development within the bilingual municipalities. And Richard, that's really where I got to see how important it is to have in place economic development agencies that are going to look out for what are the opportunities and then jump on them. Sometimes we just look at the opportunities, but to actually go into action. And we had municipalities, the bilingual municipalities, that were so committed to that. They invested into their own economic development agency locally. And I really got into the ambiance of wanting to make a difference locally when you can attract businesses, when you can encourage entrepreneurship, when you can encourage people to look at their business and consider either going into business or succession planning for businesses in small towns. Big deal. It's a big a preoccupation. So it was all about that. And then after a while, we were encouraged to look outside the Manitoba borders and use our bilingualism in Manitoba to work with France, to work with Quebec, to work with Belgium. So we created an organization called ANIM, Agency National International Manitoba, Agence Nationale Internationale du Manitoba. And our focus was just to use our bilingualism to go after these markets and say, hey, we exist. And we knew that in Quebec, there was more and more businesses looking at the rest of Canada for expansion. If they want to expand when you're in Quebec, you got to look within Canada at first, because at least you're with the same legal laws and same Canadians. But the language can be an issue.
Yes, it can be an issue, yeah.
So here we were, a group that was able to help them, and we started working. Some people know it as Termea Spa today, but it was called Spa Le Nordique. It was in Quebec. Some of our Francophones went there, thought, wow, this is something that should work in Winnipeg. We started working with this group called Spa Le Nordique that is now today Termea Spa, a fantastic tourism. But it's the kind of thing we're able to attract by using our language and by using something that could work, that's working in Quebec, could work here. Same with Alt Hotel, another example of a hotel that was looking to expand elsewhere. And we told them, come to Winnipeg. At first, they weren't so hot on Winnipeg. And today, what do we have across from the MTS Center? Alt Hotel. And again, the French connection, being able to encourage them to look at Manitoba, a market they would never consider because of a language barrier or because it's too small. But if we can bring out numbers, it's not just the French language that's going to make it that they would consider us. Absolutely not. But it's a plus.
You use that as a leverage point.
Leverage.
Yeah. I mean, which I find fascinating because, to be honest with you, I think this is the first conversation with all the business people I spoke to where they've been able to use an aspect of their culture, in this case, the French culture and unique French culture to Manitoba and to Winnipeg, and be able to leverage their language to bring business to our province.
Exactly. And you can imagine you can do the same here with the Filipinos. Look what they did. They've got a brand new business here, and they also have another one that they're working on. They're using, they're leveraging. But in Canada, it's one of the official languages. Like, why not? Let's milk it. Let's milk it. We have a lot to offer.
Well, yeah, and I would agree with you. I mean, Canada as a country, we are culturally extremely diverse. And it's not necessarily, this is just my own thinking, not necessarily just about English and French anymore. Mm-hmm. We now have multiple cultures that can take advantage of business opportunities due to their own uniqueness and their own languages.
Absolutely. We've got the Manitoba Filipino Business Council. We have the India Canada Business Council. We have here different groups that have decided to use their language and their culture to have a connection with their mother country. And what is the business connection around that? What is the business opportunities that we can really leverage here in Manitoba? And it's tons.
And there is tons. And you know, it really just comes down to a lot of times when we're looking at this, the relationships that we create.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the World Trade Center Winnipeg. I think there's just a whole lot that we can dialogue on there. This is Richard Lanford, Set for Success. We'll be right back. Set. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am hanging out with the president and CEO of the World Trade Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Mariette. Yeah,
yes.
So there we go. I'm just always just checking to make sure I got the pronunciation of the name. That's acceptable. Just before the break, I do want to talk about the World Trade Center in Winnipeg. During the last thing, we were talking about relationships a little bit more. And you started talking during the break about a specific event or organization or sub-organization that was created around developing relationships. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, when I was talking to you about NEM, which was the international agency that was created to leverage our bilingualism, while we did that, we went to Quebec City. We brought 38 people from Manitoba to this big international business forum called Futuralia. The 38 Manitobans said, why don't we have this in Winnipeg? How come we've never had an international business forum ever in Winnipeg? Why is it? Well, I don't know. Well, we should. And everybody was around the table. And there was like 80% of those people were Anglophones that were in Quebec City saying, Quebec City is smaller. How come they do it? So then they asked us to go ahead and try and organize it. And that's when ANIM, we really didn't last very long as a pure leveraging our Francophone markets, because that's when we turned around and decided to organize our own Futuralia, which we called Centralia. Centralia because alliances at the center.
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from.
Centralia, alliances at the center.
Yes,
by definition.
And we are at the center.
That's very good too. We are the center.
Yeah, and so we went out, Richard, and we started a full marketing campaign on Manitoba and what it has to offer in our business community. And we had to get delegation leaders to take on. Well, we were out in India, China, and in Europe, in South America. People didn't even know where Winnipeg was, which was really sad.
Yeah.
But we kind of knew that a little bit. So this was a perfect occasion to invite the world to come to Winnipeg and do business. Come here. Not us going out. come here, come and discover. So we did the first forum, international forum, Centralia, we called, in 2010. We did it again in 2012. And during that time, the ambiance in Winnipeg was going well. The Winnipeg Jets were back. There was a good feeling. We were feeling good about our economy and our future. And that's when the idea of a World Trade Center came.
Okay.
It was because people were seeing that the Centralia thing was bringing Winnipeg in a business sense on the map, and that there was interest, and there was business. People loved this B2B. It's what's all about, speed dating for businesses. And we were approached by the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce. It was David Angus, who was the CEO then.
I remember David.
Yes, yeah. Of course, and very visionary. And he said, you know what, we should look at having a World Trade Center in Winnipeg, because some of the other chambers of commerce across Canada, like Vancouver and Toronto, they have one that they have within their city. And so instead of having a new organization, we were asked if we wanted to share in the purchase of a license of the World Trade Center to be able to have a World Trade Center in Winnipeg. So we went out with the Winnipeg Chamber, NIM and Winnipeg Chamber. We bought the license. We had to get the people from New York to come in and make sure that when they sell their license, they want to make sure that it's sustainable, that their brand is going to be well-respected and it's going to be long-lasting. It's not something that's going to go and last a couple of years and then die away. So they're very protective of the brand. So
Fair
they
enough.
Came to visit, and they met with the business people, met with government, met with us, of course, and how we would provide the trade services, how we would be sustainable. And so they were very, very encouraged. And then they allowed us to apply for the license, and we got the license. And it's fairly new. 2013 is when we started having a World Trade Center in Winnipeg.
Yeah, so maybe I get that goes to my other point. First of all, I didn't realize that the World Trade Center is actually a license that you could buy, right?
Yes.
And there, that means there's all sorts of World Trade Centers all over the world.
That's right.
Now, because we have that, does that mean we're now networked to them?
You know, Richard, you got it right on, because that's exactly why. That's probably the biggest value of the World Trade Center license. There's over 330 World Trade Centers around the world. There's now 6 in Canada. There's Saskatoon just bought one. They can see the value. So we're connected within our country: Vancouver, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal, Halifax.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, we're all like-minded professionals that help each other out. Hey, do you have an idea? We have this. We have a program called TAP we can talk about a little bit later that comes from World Trade Center Toronto. That's where it originated from. Why do we want to reinvent? We're taking their program and we're bringing it to the Winnipeg, Manitoba market. Oh, now, my name is World Trade Center Winnipeg, because all the World Trade Centers have the name of their
cities. The city they're in, yes.
Yes, because people know more the cities than they know the provinces, but we do serve all of Manitoba.
It does answer, I don't even know how to state this. When I was looking at your information, or the information on the World Trade Center Winnipeg, I actually went out and chatted with some of my business associates and everything, and said, you know, I'm going to be interviewing the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Winnipeg, and they said, what do you mean? The World Trade Center is in New York. They didn't know we actually had one.
Yeah, many people don't. And that's a branding problem that we have, because a lot of people know us from Centralia.
Okay.
Oh, they're the ones that did Centralia. Yes, we are still the same group that did Centralia. But because we don't have a big branded building downtown.
Yes.
And that is part of the issue. So we are located in the old St. Boniface City Hall, because it was available and affordable.
Affordable, sure, of course.
And the parking's free. And
yes.
So very good for our clients. It's very easy access. Park anywhere on the street. There's no meters, so it's perfect. And so they can really come and participate in all our activities easily. But you're right about New York. So where does World Trade Center start from? It's going to be 50 years, because it was after World War II, Richard. Everybody was concerned. No more war.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go peace through trade.
Okay.
Let's trade.
Yeah.
I've got two of these. You've got two of those. Let's trade. We'll each have one. So these people started this world trade movement. It quickly became prosperity through trade.
Yes.
But it was all that the initial was a very good idea. And so they started having World Trade Centers around the world. And today you have over 330 World Trade Centers.
That's
and growing.
That's an absolutely amazing story.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to be connected through trade and to have that commonality, the World Trade Center Winnipeg, I think what an asset for our city and for our province and for our country.
For sure. And I'm lucky enough that I was elected to the board 2 years ago of the World Trade Center Association. So I'm the only Canadian on that board, but it connects us to the rest of the world even
more.
That's a global
board.
That's a global board. And it's even better for Winnipeg to be there. Like, it's important.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I think we can start talking maybe about some of the common challenges that exist in business.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am hanging out with Mariette. She is the CEO, president of the World Trade Center Winnipeg. And up to this point in time, I didn't know all this information about World Trade Center. So it makes it extremely exciting. Just before the break, I said, well, you know, let's just talk a little bit about the actual challenges that exist in business and the kind of things that you see as a World Trade Center. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's we've been organizing what we call the five C's. It's a café, croissant, commerce, conversations, connections, five C's. And we invite people to come to the World Trade Center. We give them a croissant and coffee in the morning, and we just chat about challenges. We chat about their stories, what they're facing, what are the opportunities they're seeing also. And the challenges, of course, we all want our companies to grow. One of the best ways to grow often is to look at clientele outside of Manitoba.
Sure.
So we can look at a strategy with them about outside. We're all connected with the World Trade Center's, the Canadian one. So some might not want to go outside Canada, but
they might want to go into other provinces.
Exactly. So we work with them on this. And other ones are looking at the international market. But challenges is, where do you start? Who do you trust? Who do you contact? What are the regulations? Where do I have a product that can work there? So we have, within the World Trade Center, we have what is called the BIC, which is the Business Info Center. The Business Info Center is all about those preliminary research, answering your questions about your product, about a market, about the population, about the demographics in the market you're looking at. Very precise and very good information. So, you know, they all say knowledge is so powerful. We want to provide that knowledge. And that's where we ask businesses to start sometimes is with the BIC, is to really give them as much information as possible. Challenges, of course, that we see are financial, financial gap.
Yeah.
Human resources, another one. Do I have the right people? Am I attracting the right human resources? Can I attract them? Can I retain them? We also find that there's a lot around going for the trends and adapting, whether it's artificial intelligence, whether it's becoming more automated. There's a lot of scary things going on out there for companies that just don't feel like they're keeping up. So it's providing them with the right tools or with the right places to go and find out more about. We work with CME, for example, Canadian Manufacturers Exporters.
Exporters, yep. I know. I know the CEO and have been on the show, but anyway, go ahead.
And Ron Kozlowski, he's the CEO there, and he's fantastic at allowing the members of CME to have access to all kinds of services to help them with their exporting plans too. And we also, at the World Trade Center, of course, we have programs specifically to help companies make the decision on if they're ready to export or not. So we're working with companies under what we call the TAP program, the Trade Accelerator Program. And the Trade Accelerator Program, Richard, is all about helping companies to develop their export plan.
Okay.
So it's a 4-day intensive. They come for the first 2 days with experts that from, whether it's from BDC or from our lawyers, our accountants, the supply chain managers, all kinds of different parts of export, and they come and present. And then day three, that's about 4 weeks later, they develop an export plan, and they have all the time there to sit down and start asking questions about what should be in there. And then they really develop a plan. And at the end of this 4 total day, so it's 2 days, 1 day later, and 6 weeks later, another day of B2B and asking questions with experts.
Yeah, business to business.
Yes.
Just make sure you say.
And so they end up with an export plan. And that to me is like gold. And they are able to make the right decision. So we are looking for the decision makers in the companies. We can only take about 20 companies at a time for this. This is a program that is spun off from the World Trade Center Toronto that works very well. And we have national sponsors and we have local sponsors allowing the companies to come and invest their time, not necessarily their money, their time, because we have sponsors that are supporting this. And our next one is starting in the end of January, the program once again. And we're looking for businesses that are looking at growth.
And they're looking at growth. They're looking for opportunities outside of Canada in this case, for
yes.
this particular program. You use the word export. When we're talking about export, it might be a bit of a simple question, but does it include technical expertise, products and services?
Absolutely, for both. And it's export-import.
Okay, you know, so
export-import is about growth, and growth often includes both, of course. It's two-way trade. And it is also within Canada. It's just that we focus a little bit more. But because we're so well-connected with all the World Trade Centers around the world, we know that at the other end, if we phone a World Trade Center in Sao Paulo because somebody's interested in Brazil, they'll answer. And they'll guide our business person from Manitoba, as well as we will guide their business person. It's reciprocity.
Okay.
We help each other, brothers and sisters. Other. So that's the strength of the network of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, and so if you're connected. Now, do you have to be a member of the World Trade Center? Is it like a membership thing for companies? I'm just curious because I don't know.
We work with the Winnipeg Chamber because they both... So all the members of Winnipeg Chamber, of course, we automatically work with them. But it is open to all companies in Manitoba. There's no membership fee because we have so many other players out there that are having a membership. So we are providing it through some of the funding that we get from the provincial government. So because we're getting some of our funding from the public sector, we should be working with all Manitobans that are interested in the World Trade Center services.
Now, you mentioned before, we were talking about challenges, and then we got into the BIC program and the TAP program. I like the fact that you have nice little three-letter acronyms. Nice to remember, BIC and TAP. It's perfect. But you mentioned one of the challenges, and I hear this a lot, is financial. Can you speak at all as to the type of financial problems or challenges, not problems, challenges that organizations or companies might be having?
Most of them are related to growth. Most of them are the risk of growing. So it's that gap funding that they need to find. And it's the risk funding. So there are sources out there. Then, of course, I mentioned BDC, but there's others and there's banks and there's other kinds of financial.
And private
money. But to get to that money, you need to know what your plan is. You need to know how much you're going to produce, what are your expenses? I mean, the regular business plan, but export plan too. What's your growth plan? So this is where we work with companies, and other sources also help work with companies. And we do have private sector people that have that as an expertise that we will recommend to businesses to go. So it all helps in them making the decisions. But if they don't know what their lack is, they just automatically would say, it's too much or
yeah,
it's financial.
I don't know what to do. It's interesting. Yeah. I was having that conversation just the other day with a company and that are interested in potentially moving into other markets, U.S. or what have you. And it makes sort of sense for them to do. But you sort of threw your hands up, you know, they just don't know. And that's really what happened. They just don't know what to do. And it's so overwhelming that, you know, where do you go?
Right. Exactly. And I think that's where we know we can really be a support. We want to be a support because everybody wants to see growth in Winnipeg and Manitoba. We're proud to live here, and we're proud to live here because we know our businesses are creating wealth and they're creating jobs and they're creating an environment that's great to live in. So I think the role we can play is to make sure that it's as easy as possible for them to have this growth and to have the successes that they're looking for.
It's interesting you would say that because I find Manitoba or Winnipeg, business-wise, to be one of the most understated places in the world. Now, I've worked in a lot of cities in Canada, Toronto, like we mentioned, some of them, Calgary, Vancouver and that, but also in London and the United Kingdom and down state size and everything. I do find that we tend to be a little bit more humble when it comes to our successes.
Richard, I'd say we are a lot humble.
A lot humble. It is the case. Why don't we take a short break? When we come back, maybe we can talk a little bit about some successes. This is Richard Lanfer, set for success. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We've been talking about business, shocking. We've been talking about World Trade Center Winnipeg and basically some of the key challenges. And we've been doing so with the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Winnipeg, Mariette. And our conversation has been actually quite fascinating because, as I was saying in an earlier segment, I barely knew anything about the World Trade Center that we even had one. I definitely didn't know, and probably like a lot of our listeners, that it's an organization, a global organization that has over 50 years background. Which is absolutely amazing in itself. I know that we're always looking for, what are their key nuggets, the key success things in our industry, and what are the opportunities? It seems to me like you've brought a lot of things to our economy. Are there some success stories that we can share?
Well, I mentioned before that Thermea Spa is here because there's a couple of Manitobans that went out to Spa Le Nordique in Chelsea, Quebec, and found this gem of a tourism attraction and pushed us to help them get this kind of business in Manitoba. And at first, and we had identified the Windsor Park as the place, the Windsor Park Golf Club, golf ground. And there was so much back and forth, Richard. It's amazing. It takes years. But finally today, we have this Thermea Spa. So as mentioned.
I think it's down, it's in South Winnipeg, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And it's on in the Crescent Golf Course now.
Area, yes.
So it's just to say, sometimes we think it's going to be somewhere and it's going to be somewhere else. So things take a while. I can be a little bit impatient. So I was thinking, oh, geez, this is taking a long time. But it is it's so well done now that they are just, they're so well known as a destination for tourism, and it's beautiful. If you haven't been, you gotta go.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location too. Yeah. I know the park. Yeah. What are some of the other successes that we've
seen?
Well,
more recently in January, the Raquette announcement in Portage la Prairie. Now that again started in 2011. I still have the email where the Canadian Embassy in Paris wrote to us and saying, okay, they know me there. They say, Mariette, you always talk about Manitoba. We finally do have a company that might fit, but they need a study. They need to know if they have the right infrastructure present and all that. So we had presented a whole study of how many peas, because it's a pea crushing plant.
Okay.
And it's creating 150 stable jobs once, like, full-time jobs once it's done. But before that, a whole bunch of construction jobs. So the impact on Portage la Prairie is huge. But it takes somebody to say, hey, we're thinking of Manitoba. Can you provide us as much information as possible on do you have what it takes to attract this big company called Raquette? Because they're already international. They were looking at Canada, and they decided to seriously consider Manitoba. But then, Richard, in this whole thing, we lost them to Kansas City. They were looking at Kansas City. Then all of a sudden, they're looking at Saskatchewan. So the importance of keeping focus and keeping on track, staying on track, not losing, trying to find solutions, trying to get more people involved to, and this takes a village. We did our little share. We did our little part. The government of Manitoba did a big part. There's a whole bunch of people in there that were concerned, that were really enthusiastically involved. And that's how you get a project done.
It does take a village. Out of curiosity, I don't know, maybe some of our listeners are thinking this, but why Portage la Prairie? Like, did you look at a number of different locations in Manitoba, or was it logically Portage la Prairie right away?
No, we looked at a lot of different locations. We looked at Centreport. We looked at Sainte-Agathe.
Yes.
For the crushing plant. It was because of the pea suppliers. We're closer, logistics. There's a whole bunch of reasons. Business reasons why they chose.
Portage, you got transportation lines, TransCanada's right there, railroad lines, I assume, move right through. So those are probably some of the other factors.
At least we got them in Manitoba.
Yeah,
and
no,
for
that's
us,
great.
We're very happy.
So when will they be up and operational? Do you know?
Well, now they have their office not far from the World Trade Center office in St. Boniface. So Their head office is Raquette is on Provencher Boulevard.
That's head office for Canada?
Head office for Canada.
Oh, yes. And bonus.
Then, yes. And then they'll start construction and they're looking soon because they've already, but we're looking at maybe next year to be in operation, this time next year.
This time next year. Are there any other successes that have been sort of pulled into our province that you can speak to?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of smaller business.
That's okay. Smaller, good.
So a lot of them were done with the follow-ups to Centralia.
Okay.
So we organized Centralia 2010, 2012, 2014, a local one, and 2016 was the most recent one. And this is where we invite the world to come to Winnipeg, do business-to-business speed dating, and meet people from around the world. Sometimes there's not the connection. They have 14 meetings of 30 minutes each. Sometimes you spend 2-3 minutes and it's like, no, can't relate, can't connect. But other times you just can't get enough and you say, we'll meet after. Well, we've had businesses and from Manitoba, from service providers, from translation services to manufacturing that have said, you know what, it's all started at Centralia. We've been back and forth since then. We're still working with them. So there's a good number of them. Some of them we signed NDAs, so we can't share. Okay.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Yes, non-disclosure agreements. Thank you for specifying that. And we get caught in our acronyms. But non-disclosure agreements is that they, because they need some of our support, but they're not yet ready to give public. But there's been so many different companies that say, this is all where it all started. Some of them, they meet, and Richard, the first, like, oh, I don't know why I have them on my list to meet. And often, they're the ones that are the most profitable.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be certainly something we kept telling people, just keep an open mind.
Yes.
Keep an open mind. You never know in life. Something presents itself, and we have sometimes prejudgments on things. But if we can keep our mind open, that is when we get surprises sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes those surprises are the best things that ever happened for us. World Trade Center, Winnipeg, if somebody wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
The best place is probably through the website, which is www.wtcwinnipeg.com.
Okay.
WTC Winnipeg, all in one.
Lots of information there. Programs and services. I wonder if we might be able to summarize those a little bit, because it sounds like you have a lot of different programs that you're actually involved in.
Yes, there's quite a few. So we have the BIC program, which is the Business Info Center. So this is all about research. It's about information, general information, how to start a business, a series of workshops on different subjects. If you go on the website, WTCWinnipeg.com, it will give you all the list of upcoming. These are free of charge, and they're served at different times of the day. You can also get online, direct online too. So it's very, very beneficial. And then we have the TAP program with the Trade Accelerator program, which is all about having the export plan. Then we have the 5 C's, which is all about connecting with people. We have World Trade Day. Keep a lookout on our website for the next
Trade
one.
Thing. Yeah, okay.
And we will be doing that probably in May. So there's a constant, and of course, a constant information on trade, our trade missions. And we have a trade mission that is being organized in April in the Netherlands.
Yes.
And the two focus will be agri-food, agriculture, agribusiness, and the water technology or water environmental. So those are the two, and we'll be bringing a delegation of Manitobans to the Netherlands while we're having our annual general meeting of the World Trade Center Association.
That sounds wonderful. What a show we've been having. I mean, I've just had so much fun talking about business and really your interest in terms of making your economy better. If you had a final thought for our listeners, what would it be?
Well, you know, Richard, I mentioned it a little bit, but keeping our minds open to what is possible. Also to give it a chance. Like, and sometimes people, they have all kinds of ideas, but it's good and to dream, but move into action.
Mariette, I'd like to thank you very much for being my guest today from the World Trade Center. Absolutely fabulous. I learned so much about an area that I was not aware of that was available to us in our city. I'd also like to thank our listeners for tuning in. And you know what I'm going to say, if you have a thought, a question, just email me at richard@setforsuccess.ca. And do remember to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.